Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Chovot HaLevavot writes in the Sha'ar Abodat HaElokim that Hashem's purpose in sending us down to this world is for us to exalt our neshamot and elevate ourselves to greater levels than the angels. By achieving this, we will be deemed worthy of benefiting from the light of Hashem's glory for all eternity. We are placed in a world surrounded by tests and challenges. And when we choose to serve Hashem amidst those challenges, that is how we elevate ourselves. Besides, for all the eternal rewards we will get for performing the mitzvot, the inner feeling of joy we attain every time we persevere to do the right thing far outweighs the fleeting moments of pleasure that sin provide. The tests are difficult, but when we pass them, we will gain both in this world and the next. Every time we choose correctly, especially when that decision is a difficult one, we shine so bright. Rabbi Duvi Ben Shushan told a story about a Sephardic girl from Canada. She was dating for quite a few years, and her mother kept telling her, "The reason you're not getting married is because you're dressing too modestly and no one is noticing you." On one occasion, her mother pushed her so much, she finally broke and went to a wedding dressed immodestly. When she arrived, she gave her coat to be hung up, feeling very insecure and out of place. When she turned around, she saw her rabbi who just walked in, and she was so ashamed. She turned red, immediately went back to the coat check to get her coat, and she ran out of the wedding. She felt so uncomfortable and out of place. She couldn't bear to be there for one more second like that. She came back to the wedding an hour and a half later, this time dressed in her regular modest garb. She felt dignified like a princess, and she spent the rest of the night with a huge smile on her face, proud to be a Bat Yisrael, dressing according to the codes of modesty. She felt an inner joy, knowing that she just passed a test and did the will of Hashem. The very next morning, this girl got a phone call from a shadchanit asking her if she was at that wedding on the previous night. When she replied in the affirmative, the woman then said, "A lady there noticed that your smile was so radiant and you were walking with such confidence. You look so happy. She's asking about you for her son. Are you interested in trying it?" She replied, "This is very funny. I originally went to that wedding last night dressed a certain way, thinking that would get me a shidduch. Turns out, what got me the shidduch was my happiness from going home to change and dress and dressing the way Hashem wants me to dress." P.S. They went out, and a couple of months later, they were engaged. We all have a very lofty mission that we are trying to accomplish on this world. The tests are hard, but they're meant to elevate us. We should feel proud every time we persevere, knowing that we are doing the Ratzon Hashem. Have a great day.